The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started. Well, hello, sunshine. Welcome to Power on Plants. Today, we are on the third part of a five-part series. This is key number three for how to energize so you can thrive in all areas of your life. So if you missed episode 179, which is about changing your mindset and getting those myths busted, very important to start there. Go back and start with episode 179. In episode 180, you can look forward to hearing about getting the food right. That is key number two to gaining energy so you can live the full life you're after. And today we're talking about key number three, and that is environment. Before we get into that though, I just want to say our environment is doing pretty well considering we've got a new puppy around. Yes. We had mentioned that and we are actually getting sleep. Several of you are wondering what in the world is going on with the puppy. So we have a new Cavapoo. She is black and tan with a little bit of white. We need to post a picture. I think one's coming up on Instagram here pretty soon. So check that out. But we are thrilled to have her here. She is a ball of energy, but she's a little bit sneaky and spunky.
She's got a lot of spunk, a lot of personality, and she can get the zoomies going, but then at the same time, she gets out that energy and she'll just collapse and let you hold her and snuggle her. So she's got the best of both.
Yeah, but she's a food lover, so she fits in right here in this family. Does she not fit in?
Loves her food.
Sweet puppy. She's sleeping through the night, though, so we are chipper today and ready to get started, thankfully. Thankfully, she's sleeping through the night. But anyway, thanks for asking and wondering about her, and we will get that picture on Instagram very soon for you. Now, today, key number three is your environment. This is crucial to building the life you're after, to 10Xing your productivity in all areas of your life. Because if your environment isn't set up right, you're just not going to be able to get where you want to go. These surroundings affect us in every way. Well, there's really three parts to your surroundings, right? So let's talk about number one. Number one is your spaces. What comes to mind when you think of spaces, Jared?
Well, because we talk about food a lot, I would say our kitchen. Our pantry. Our fridge.
And our freezer.
And
our drawers.
Well, now you're going personal.
But yeah, I mean, that's the truth. It's the places that your food lives, even your home and your workplace secret stashes. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. The goal is to prepare all of these physical spaces so you'll set yourself up for lasting success. You know, we said this before, but if it's there, you're going to eat it. And if it's not there, you're not. I want you to think about that for a minute. If it's there, you're going to eat it. If it's not there, you're not. So you need to get those things out of your life that you don't want to eat, that are causing you the health struggles, that are holding you back, so that you can replace them with the great stuff.
Listen, we know what we're talking about. Okay. For me, it was barbecue chips. Now, a while back, before we went completely plant-based, we bought them, and they were organic. They were barbecue chips,
so they
were delicious.
So they had to be good, right?
Well, yes.
Tasty.
Well, that's what we told ourselves anyway. You know, you can justify really just about anything. So, but I could not eat just one or even 100.
Mm-mm.
Those things were so amazing. But I think that even though they're organic, I believe they were chemically formulated to be delicious and very craveable.
Well, you know they were because of the craveability experts that are hired by the companies. We're not making this up. This is real.
The reason why I remember this is because you would say, just eat just a few. And I remember in my mind, and even telling you, but I can't.
But I can't.
I just can't.
Yeah.
And there were a number of times where we didn't buy them. A little time passed, and we thought, those would be good. You probably thought, oh, those would just be good. We'll just kind of snack on them every now and then. And what would happen? I'd be in the pantry, door shut.
I'd hear crunching, munching, chip bags.
Or one of the children would hear crunching and munching and open the door and look guilty, turn around with the bag in my hand saying, what?
Half empty. Half empty.
So all that to say is we know what we're talking about. If it's not there, you will not eat it.
Listen,
trust us.
My thing is the fridge. I'm taking it to the fridge. Blocks of cheese, sour cream. Seriously, those were my things. I would sit down with a block of cheese and chips. That was my favorite nighttime snack. Don't try it. It'll make you feel bad. I promise. I mean, it's what took me where I was by the age of 40. I was so sick. And so you don't want to eat these things. And they taste so good. And they're addictive. That's why they taste so good. They keep drawing you back for more. We've talked about this before.
We think they taste good.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they've been formulated to kind of hijack our taste perceptions.
Yeah, and it's not just the taste perceptions, though, Jared. You know there are addictive things in there. And
the casein.
Right, and the casein, the protein that keeps the cow coming back to the calf, right, with the cheese. We know that that is there for a reason, but it keeps us also coming back for more and more and more of those things that we were really never meant to eat. And so it was meant for a baby calf. It was meant for a baby cow, I guess. Calf is a baby cow.
Yes. We know what you mean.
But anyway, I mean, that's the thing. Eating that way is not going to take you where you want to go. And if those things keep drawing you back, you know what the foods are for you. Maybe it's not barbecue chips. Maybe it's Cheetos. Maybe it's Funyuns. Maybe it's, you know, who knows what it is. Whatever it is for you, it may be a different thing. But odds are we have some things in common because these things are made to be craveable, right? Oreos. I had an Oreo problem, seriously. But anyway, just think about what are those things for you, because you want to set up your environment for success. So the goal, number one, is to prepare all these physical spaces to set yourself up to thrive. This will save you time. It will decrease temptations. It will make things so much easier. And it will increase the amount of things you eat that are going to fuel your body literally well, physically well. We say, you know, things are going to feed me well, fuel me well, but think about fuel you well versus sick. Really, that's what you're doing here. So you want to think again, what is sabotaging you? And you want to learn those things and you want to replace them with the great stuff. Never leave a hole. The great stuff is the five power foods, the five foundational foods that we talk about all the time. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes, and my bonus, y'all know I love this bonus, herbs and spices. They make everything so much better. And they heal a lot of things, too. It's really amazing what God just put into the foods that are in their whole form that can power us well. Those foods that build your energy, those are the things you want to start filling these spaces with so that you do start feeling good. So you are empowered to do things that you want to do every day. So this includes finding your new go-to brands and things like that, because you've got to have the things to put back in the place of the things that were sabotaging your health. To set these spaces up for your success, you need to know where to shop. What places carry more of what you're looking for, and where do you locate it once you're inside? How to save time is also really important. This includes finding the best places to shop, even online. You know, you think about shopping locally, but there's a lot of places that you can shop online that carry great products, and you're going to find those new brands. And so what you do is you start taking those things out that are causing you issues, that are causing you to stumble, that are keeping you stuck, and you put the great stuff, the five power foods, back in their place. And of course, you got to know how to do that in a way that's simple, enjoyable, and delicious, which is what we talked about last week when we talked about foods. Now, the second part of your environment is the path that you take. Can you think of some examples of this, Jared?
Well, paths could be a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. The thing that comes to mind would be just daily routines of driving on the street.
Yeah, absolutely.
To and from either work or workout, mm-hmm. or just wherever. Wherever you go out in the away from your home.
But do you typically find that you have regular paths that you take when you're going places? You have these regular routes that you take.
Absolutely. And we're creatures of habit, but you have things that you frequent. You, like you were talking about, places to shop. You have specific places. You get specific products. And so, work, obviously,
right,
for most people,
work.
The same work location.
So let's just take work, for example. You're driving to work every day, and you drive by that one place that pulls your car in like a tractor beam. And it pulls
it's
you
real.
Into the parking lot.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, Jared didn't have a coffee problem back in the day. No, not at all. I'm sure that had nothing to do with the dairy.
I still don't have a coffee problem. I have it every day. But I don't have it with dairy anymore.
You have it differently. And this is what we're talking about. You still have the things you love. You just find a way to have them that you love them, that they'll actually love you back. And that's what you've done. But part of breaking that cycle is changing your paths up, or changing the patterns as you pass by those places, so that you're not drawn in, so that you don't look over there. It could be a path you walk into work. It could be a path that you take when you ride a bike, like Jared said. Any of these things that may cause temptation, looking at ways to break these poor patterns that are not going to support your new lifestyle choices. Because the thing is, your intentions, where you intend to go with your health, where you want to end up, it's got to match your actions, what you're doing. And so you have to do the things that are going to take you to the place that you want to go. Where do you see your life if you continue down the same road 1 year, 2 years, 5 years from now? Physically, where are you going to be? And so if you change things, and there was some way that you could change things, that you would have a lifestyle that you loved, that you absolutely enjoyed the taste, that you enjoyed the adventure of it all, and it would cause you to be where you wanted to be. You would wake up feeling energized, you would feel vibrant every day, and you would actually feel like doing the things you wanted to do. What would that look like for you? Just picture it in your mind. What would that life look like for you? What could you do then that you can't do now? That is what changing up your environment can do for you. Because if you learn how to read the labels and read them correctly without worrying about the things that we've been taught to worry about, like how much protein's in there and how much this and that, and you learn how to read that ingredients label, and you learn how to set up your spaces, and you learn how to change up and vary your paths, things can start changing in major ways for you. This is why environment is key number three. And the third part of your environment that you really want to be able to hone in on is the people, the community. Jared and I have learned over the course of the years that the people that you surround yourself with on a regular basis truly determine where you are and where you're going to be able to go in life. You can have the absolute best of intentions, but if you surround yourself with people who don't support those intentions or who live an entirely different lifestyle, chances are you're going to get stuck and your life is going to look a lot like what their life looks like. Now, that is not to say that if you're the only one in your family who wants to live this way, that you can't do it successfully. That doesn't mean that. But you have other people in your life. And if you don't, you bring them in. Okay? This is crucial to your success. You start getting into community. And that's what a lot of people tell us, our clients that are in our membership. They're like, this has been the biggest game changer for me because I get around the two of you. I get around the other incredible women that are living this lifestyle. I gain ideas. I gain inspiration. And I look forward to this every single week. It is crucial that you get into a community that can encourage you and lift you up and build you up to walk in this amazing, amazing path. Jared and I have a community opportunity coming up. It is not inside our membership right now because the membership's currently closed, but we want to let you know a lot of people have been talking to us about the New Year's coming and I want to change things and I want to make this my best year ever. And so there are some opportunities coming up for you at the beginning of this year. We have something special that we're working on that's going to help you to know, how do I get these keys into place? How do I get my mindset right? How do I get rid of these myths and even recognize them in the first place so that I don't stay stuck? How do I start thinking right so I can move forward? I want to be somewhere different at the end of this next year. And we have something coming up in January that can do just that for you. So just hang on and just grab these keys that we're giving you now and start step by step implementing them. We never want you to feel overwhelmed. We are here for you. And we want you to, every time you listen to a podcast, just take one thing away and do it. Whatever that one thing is, maybe you say, you know what? Every time I drive to work, I drive by a Starbucks and it pulls me in and I end up getting this latte and it's filled with all this dairy. And I know I'm crashing by noon and it's got all these other things I don't even know are in it because I haven't Googled the ingredients, which you need to do that if you have not done that, by the way, on your favorite drinks, because it will blow your mind. But all this stuff sets me up for big failure, for cravings, for crashes, and I'm never going to be able to accomplish my goals and dreams that way. And then you want to find those new things to put in their place. And that is what we are all about helping you to do. So just maybe it's just varying the way you go, the way you drive, or when you know you're driving that way, you find something else to look at when you're driving by, or you're singing your favorite song at the top of your lungs as you're driving down the road so that you're at the best part in the song and you don't want to stop singing. So you just drive on past. Whatever works for you to do that, you want to do that. But think about it here. These are the three keys for environment. Take one takeaway and put it into practice right now and hang on, because in January, like I said, we have something coming. We're going to walk you step by step, take you by the hand and help you get from where you are to where you want to be so that you can 10x your productivity in all areas of your life. You can run with the kids like you dream of doing at the park. You can feel like building the business and all those amazing things that you want to do. But the first foundational step is you just got to feel like it. I can't tell you how many times even the past couple of weeks, we've had someone tell us, I just don't feel like it. I just don't feel good. I'm not worried about the weight. I'm not worried about the diagnosis. I just want to feel good. But the truth is, when you focus on feeling good and you learn all of these keys and how to get them into place in a way that works for you, that you absolutely love, there's no temptation to ever change the way you're doing what you're doing. You know, you found something you love. You can stick with it. It is livable. It is enjoyable. And then you're going to look up in 1 week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, and things will be so different in such a great way. Our podcast listener, Carrie, described this so well when she wrote in and said, I want to mention that I just finished listening to the podcast and my husband and I have found our plant-based joy. We were talking last night about how good we both feel with our pains going away, as well as gaining amazing energy and a good positive feel in life. Thank you, Power on Plants. Thank you for sharing your amazing results, Carrie. And I just want you to know how much we truly appreciate you being a part of the Power on Plants family. This is what we are talking about here. Feeling so much better, your life changing in amazing ways just by changing one thing at a time. So you look at these three keys again, starting with episode 179, your mindset. Busting the myths, getting your mindset right, getting the foods right, figuring out how to make your environment work for you instead of against you. And I want you to join us next week when we dive into key number 4. And until then, put one thing into practice and know that we're here for you and we have some great things ahead. Thank you again for joining us this week on Power on Plants. We absolutely love having you a part of the community. Do write in and let us know What changes are you getting? How has your life changed by taking one simple action at a time? We love hearing your stories. You guys are absolutely amazing. You are inspirational. This way of living is not hard. It's just different. And when you learn how to do it and you have someone who's gone before and can take you by the hand and show you each and every step of the way, you can do this and you will thrive. Have a great week, Sunshine, and we'll see you next time on Power on Plants.